Last night we completed the 16th juz, and in the 16th we have the end of Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Maryam, and Surah Taha, which we completed. In Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes a situation which took place with the Bani Israel and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It's mentioned briefly in Surah Al-A'raf also, but here in a little bit more detail. The situation was that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went to talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spend time in seclusion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him that while he was away, his people had taken a golden calf and started worshipping it. A calf they had taken and they had started worshipping it. And it was a person who, by the name of Samiri, had misguided them. Now, according to various Mufassirin, this Samiri, his real name was Musa, and according to books attributed to the Israelite sources, his name was Harun. So there are differences of opinion about who this person was. In any case, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he came back and he started becoming, first of all, upset at his brother Harun for not taking care of the situation. Of course, Harun alayhi salam, in his own power, did what he could, and he excused himself by saying that I did this and this and I tried to do the best that I could, but they were not listening to me. In any case, he addressed Samiri, Musa alayhi salam addressed Samiri and said, "What is your story? What did you do to make them misguided and to fool them into worshipping this golden calf?" So Samiri said that I saw Jibreel alayhi salam. And the Mufassirin say that when Musa alayhi salam and his tribe, the Israelites, were crossing the Red Sea, and the Jibreel alayhi salam had come, Samiri had seen Jibreel alayhi salam and recognized Jibreel alayhi salam. And there are various stories related to Samiri growing up and Jibreel alayhi salam being responsible for his feeding and taking care, because Samiri was, according to some riwayat, he was a baby which had been deserted, and Jibreel alayhi salam used to come and look after him. This is a riwayat which I don't know the strength of, but in any case, it's there. So Samiri, he recognized Jibreel alayhi salam, and the hooves of Jibreel alayhi salam, the footprints of the hooves of the horse of Jibreel alayhi salam, he took those footprints, the dirt from those footprints, and he kept it to himself. And when the time came, he made this golden calf from the jewelry and things that the Israelites had, and after forming the calf, he put this dirt inside the mouth of this calf that they had shaped, and it started making a noise because of the power of that dirt that had come from the hooves of the horse of Jibreel alayhi salam. So this was the thing that fooled the Israelites into thinking that this golden calf, this golden cow, it has some sort of power, and they started worshipping it. So after Musa alayhi salam heard this story from Samiri, he told him that اذهب فإن لك في الحياة أن تقول لا مساس. Go away from here, and in your life you're going to just go and tell people لا مساس. Don't touch me, don't touch me. And he was afflicted with some kind of injury that if anybody touched him, he used to start feeling pain. So he used to be telling people la misas, la misas. So ultimately Musa alayhi salam, he burned this golden calf, and you know, he told the Israelites that what kind of foolishness are you trying to get yourselves into, that anything that comes along you just think of it as being some kind of god and something worthy of worship. And the lesson that we actually can learn from it, that many people in particularly in our cultures in India and Pakistan and Bangladesh, they fall prey to any person who can perform some kind of a miracle or some kind of an illusion. We fall prey to him, and many people start following that person and basically want to become that person's khalifa and spend time with him, and almost it gets to a point of worshipping that type of person. Now we have to understand that every kind of illusion that is performed, or every kind of miracle that is performed, it doesn't mean that it is that person or that entity becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or becomes something worthy of worship. Remember that the Dajjal is also going to be able to perform such miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the power to perform those miracles. He will be able to fool people into thinking that I am God, that I can control the rainfall and I can control the sun and the moon and all of these things that, you know, that mere mortals cannot do. So I am worthy of worship, that's why I can do these things. So being able to perform miracles is no sign that the person has such great power or is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or is worthy of worship. This is not something that is a proof or a dalil. And other people, they will fool us by saying that I can tell the future or I can cure your sick son. And we fall prey to these kinds of satanic influences, and this is all due to our ignorance, and we should not do that. So this is the lesson that we can learn from the story of Samiri. And some a side note, I've heard that Samiri, he's buried in Oman, in Muscat. And even to this day, according to the people who live there, there are certain areas of Oman which are very famous for black magic, to a degree that the women, the Bedouin women, they actually wear these long cloaks that are very, very long, that drag behind them. And the wisdom behind it, they say, is that to cover their footprints so that nobody can take the soil from their footprints and do black magic on them. So this is a side note which is kind of interesting, but this is because of the reason that Samiri is buried there. Black magic is quite prevalent in Oman, and there are a lot of superstitions related to it. So this is something that we can learn from the story of Samiri and Musa alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand what has been said and heard.